If you want to cut your taxes, you've got to understand a concept called AGI. What's AGI? The AGI, the adjusted gross income, is the magic number.
AGI is a magic number, but it's not what determines the tax bracket that you are in. Taxable income is what determines the tax bracket. But there's a lot of confusion, and a lot of accountants out there are partially correct when they state that AGI is what determines your taxable income. In fact, if you Google it, you'll find that a lot of tax professionals incorrectly state that your adjusted gross income determines your tax bracket. The amount of your taxable income is what determines your tax bracket. Now, your adjusted gross income will affect your itemized deductions. For those of you that itemize your deductions, you will find that many of those itemized deductions, the amount that you're able to claim is based upon your adjusted gross income. The higher your adjusted gross income, the less itemized deductions you're going to be able to take. And the less itemized deductions, the higher taxable income you will have. So those, in a sense, are closely related.
Just to support what Ben says then, if I can lower my AGI, I'm probably going to save money on taxes, which means I get to spend more money, and that's a big deal, guys. The AGI controls everything. It determines what itemized deductions you get, when your exemptions start to phase out, what your child care credits are, whether you can do a Roth IRA, whether you pay alternative minimum taxes or not. I mean, the AGI controls everything. Just to support what Ben says then, if I can lower my AGI, I'm probably going to save money on taxes, which means I get to spend more money, and that's a big deal, guys. Your child care credits, they start kicking out at about $40,000 in AGI. AGI affects the alternative minimum tax. If your AGI is out of whack and you have certain investment income, blah, 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 blah. So the AGI affects you, all of you.
I want to give you an example how your adjusted gross income can affect your itemized deductions. So let's suppose that your adjusted gross income is $200,000 and you have $20,000 of medical expenses. Well, those medical expenses are subject to 10% of your AGI, or they're phased out based on your adjusted gross income. What that means is if your medical expenses are $20,000 and your adjusted gross income is $200,000, 10% of $200,000 is $20,000. That means that you're not going to get any of your medical expenses. They're going to be reduced by 10% of your AGI, which is $20,000. Now, let's suppose you're able to get your adjusted gross income down cut in half to $100,000. Guess what? Now your medical expenses, you can claim $10,000 of those medical expenses because 10% of $100,000 is $10,000. You have $20,000 of medical expenses, subtract out the $10,000 limitation, and now you have $10,000 left. So you can see why your adjusted gross income is a very important number.
Now, I want to point out to you that we're talking about 10% of AGI being the cutoff for the medical deduction. More or less, if your gross medical deductions are more than 10% of your AGI, then you can deduct the amount that is above the 10%. But you're going to lose 10% of your AGI, that amount, in medical deductions any way you cut it. That means most people can't even qualify for a medical deduction below the line. Let's take the medical deductions above the line with the different types of medical plans under ERISA, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. And then all of your medical becomes, in many cases, actually tax-free. We don't worry about a deduction. We're getting our medical expenses pre-tax, tax-free. Big deal, guys. The IRS puts out a list of the things that you can do as an individual in order to reduce your AGI, adjusted gross income. Let's look at the list for 2 seconds. The list is on page 1 of your 1040 form. Well, teachers and educators, they can deduct their classroom expenses. qualified performing artists get to deduct certain expenses. The traditional IRA is a tax deduction which comes off your taxes and lowers your AGI. So you can put your five, six, whatever thousand away it is this year into your traditional, not your Roth, your traditional IRA, and that will lower your AGI. Your student loan interests, they lower your AGI. Tuition and fees that are deductible, they lower your AGI. And by the way, most college expenses are not tax deductible. Your health savings account is a deduction that you can take. Your HSA you can take, and that will lower your AGI. You can put, what, $7,800, something like that, into your health savings account and have that come off the top of your AGI. Oh, the moving expenses, that's good. The self-employment health insurance, that's nice. Your SEP IRAs, your 401ks, your retirement stuff, that all comes off and lowers your AGI. You can pay alimony, that comes off. The bottom line is, we just went through this list and you're going, well, Phillips, you're nuts. This doesn't apply to me. These deductions don't do me any good. Well, I'm going to agree with you. So how do we lower your AGI? Now, I said you can't affect your AGI. Well, mostly you can't affect your AGI as a person. The charitable contributions that you make, your mortgage deductions, your medical expenses, all of that stuff, you take them off your taxes, but they do not affect your AGI. So you've got to understand adjusted gross income, and you've got to think, how do I lower my AGI? So how do we lower your AGI? Well, you've got to learn about above the line and below the line accounting. And those things that we've just gone through, that's about all that an individual can do above the line. What's above the line and below the line? Well, a line refers to what's on the last line of page 1 on your 1040 tax return. Any of the deductions that you take above the line affect your AGI. Anything that you do on page 2 or below the line does not affect your AGI. All of the standard deductions that you take are on page 2. The mortgage, the charitable contributions, all of that stuff, page 2. Actually, all of the items on the list that we just went through are printed on the bottom of page 1 on your 1040. And not many of those apply to you. The IRA contribution is about the only one that you're really going to take advantage of. So what else can we do above the line on page 1 of the 1040 form that will affect your AGI? There are actually two lines under income that you can start to play with. One talks about business income or losses, and that comes over from Schedule C. The other one talks about rental real estate, royalties, partnerships, S corporations, and trusts. And those all come in on Schedule E. So the place that you can really have an impact on your adjusted gross income is in your business, your rental properties, the extra things that you do. Your little company, your business, your real estate deals are your most important tax shelters because everything is above the line. You've got to learn how to use your company. And you just said, what company? I don't know what company you've got, but you need to have some sort of a business outside of your W-2 wage. If you're just getting a W-2 wage, you're just paying taxes. Do something where you can file a Schedule C. Of course, if you've already got a business, what you need to do is learn how to use it better.